Right now, once again, we like to think we got him up early in the morning, but he's an early riser. We've got a representative in Hatford, Brian Oler, on the line. Brian, good morning.
Good morning, Marshall.
Well, I saw the pictures you posted on Facebook, put the press release up on our website. Simply, I will just say the Department of Transportation workers, when they want to get something done, it's amazing. In Cornwall over the summer, there was the washout on that road. They had it up, back paved and running, I think, within 3 days. And with this incredible ice jam, they've got Route 7 open.
They did. They did a wonderful job. And they really started hacking away at this right after the first flooding even occurred. So they've been chipping away slowly at Route 7 for the last 6 days. And, you know, with progress every day, they would move. Maybe it was 10 feet or maybe they could move 100 feet. But what was really hindering their operation, they needed the water to recede to the point where it was below Route 7. And then once that was the case, they dumped probably the entire West Coast supply of salt onto the road and to get that finally melted off. But it is open. It's passable. Inspectors looked for the overall integrity of the road. There was no serious damage or any major washouts, and they opened it up about 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon.
The pictures, if you haven't seen it, you have to go to Brian's Facebook page. It's simply amazing. The chunks of ice, I mean, they are literally piled up on each side of the roadway higher than the guardrails. It looks like just those chunks of ice are 2 to 3 feet high themselves, never mind the ones in the river.
Yeah, there was one chunk we had to take the tape measure out because we couldn't believe what we were looking at. And one measured 26 inches thick. And that section of Route 7 that was closed, that went from passable to under 4 feet of water in just 45 minutes time on Saturday. So, and then we had 5 days of, you know, very cold, freezing temperatures, and everything kind of froze in place.
Well, so Route 7 is open, and it looks like, according to Pat Pagano now, we're going to get temperatures in the mid-40s to around 50 through the weekend and get some precipitation. It looks like things are working out nature-wise for that jam possibly to fix itself.
We're keeping our fingers crossed, and I tell you, I can't believe how many experts and everyone really has descended onto Kent to try to best gauge what this ice jam is going to do. We had a senior hydrologist from the National Weather Service come down all the way from Albany, and she offered her insight. We had Jim Cantore on site yesterday and the day before. And what they're really saying is we need about an average, a 3 or 4 day average with a high temperature of 42 degrees. And if you start from today and go out till Tuesday, our high temperature average is 41.8. So yeah. we're right in the sweet spot, and maybe a little bit of rain on Monday night, just enough to bring the water level of the river back up to a point where it can now break up the ice jam that's stuck in its place and move it downstream.
Now, I want to credit the way you and Bruce Adams and Kent leaders and state and like you said, even private and the National Weather Service, how everybody's gotten together to keep the residents in Kent informed on a daily basis, which is absolutely amazing.
Well, it's very important. It's a critical part of every emergency. And when you declare a state of emergency, it can be very worrisome to the public because if they're not kept in the loop, all they know is there's a state of emergency, but they don't know why. So we did our best to try and tell them that there's no reason to be alarmed. There's no flash flood warning or anything like that. What that emergency does is just enact a chain of events that pools together an immense amount of resources from really the tri-state area, and it brings the right people into the right place. They all descended on the Kent Volunteer Fire Department, which is the command post, and we just collaborated on every way possible to put a best plan together.
Well, you know, it's just a credit to a job well done. And at this point, I'm gonna mention something that I mentioned the other day. We just received a permission, a grant of an application. We're going to have a brand new signal that's going to be licensed to Kent, Connecticut at 97.5 FM. Within the next 90 days, it'll be up and running, and it will give Kent back a radio station, which it once had. We'll cover now with that signal. Robin Hood Radio will cover basically from Cornwall Bridge down through Kent into New Milford, and on the New York side of the border, basically from Millerton, New York, down to Pawling, New York, and over to Millbrook. But we always wanted to add that Kent into the mix here, and it looks like we're going to be able to do it. That's the way it looks like on paper. So in the future, we'll be able to help even more down there.
Oh, that's great. Congratulations on that. I know 91.9 down there is a little bit scratchy. We can kind of make out what everyone's saying, but to have a crystal clear station down there for you guys would be great.
Yeah, and so now you are what's great about this, you guys are releasing like three different press information releases a day. Is that going to continue?
Yes, right until things finish up. Right now we'll have one big daily update that'll come out around 6 o'clock in the evening. If there's any major developments like yesterday with Route 7 opening, I can send out a traffic update midday. Or if there's anything major developing, I can certainly put anything out to keep the public informed. But social media has been great. Bruce Adams has been keeping the town website updated. It's really been an all-hands effort, and I'm happy to be a part of it because this is a historic moment. You know, talking to all the residents and even some of the older residents, they can never recall an ice jam of this magnitude.
Well, this is I've been saying it's a once-in-a-lifetime event, and it's great that the gawkers and onlookers have stayed away, but it's a once-in-a-lifetime event, and because of social media, people can get to see it. And also, nobody was injured. Everybody was evacuated from it. And so when you ran for state representative, is everything in your first term fairly quickly, something like this would pop up?
No, I have no idea, and I'm just glad everyone's okay. Like you said, there have been no injuries, and I think thankfully my background is surrounded by emergency management and public safety, and if I can contribute to the public information officer side and offer some technical knowledge to the conversation of emergency management, then I was very happy to do so and to help the residents of Kent.
Well, I think that you're being deployed to Iraq several times, as my son Jake was. I think that really has helped fortify you for exactly what you're doing right now. And congratulations thank you to your service for our country, but thank you for taking that and now putting it into serving people directly here in the northwest corner.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you, Marshall.
All right, Brian, we'll keep updated with you and keep up the good work.
Thanks. Talk soon.
Take care. Brian Oler joining us this morning here on Robin Hood Radio with really great coverage of and handling with he and all the other officials of what's been going on in Kent, the incredible ice jam emergency which has been going on. Kudos to all involved in that.